Hello, everybody. I just wanted to do a quick audio boo about my brand new next generation console that cost me absolutely nothing except the use out of my computer for the last 5 years. Behold, it is my new next generation console, my PC, hooked up via HDMI to my television in full resolution. Sorry, what does this console feature? Everything that the virtual console and the Nintendo Wii U, the Xbox 360, and the PlayStation 4 combined could never ever offer you. Waiting for all these different ports and sequels to be ported to the Wii Virtual Console or the Xbox Live Arcade, or even get re-released on the PSN store, fear not, you don't have to. And better yet, you don't have to pay the overinflated prices of what those glorified ROMs cost. Instead, you can get them for what they're actually worth, which is nothing. Right now, I've extensively gone through an emulator called Kawox, which essentially emulates Capcom System 2, Capcom System 1, that's everything from Final Fight to Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter. I'm not sure if it includes Marvel versus Capcom 1. I'm not sure about that. I'd have to double check that. Although I think it does support the first one, but it might be CPS3. But I'm not sure about that. But anyways, plays all those games. Final Fight's been ported God knows how many times, and I own it in God knows how many ways. Oh, look, what's here? Earthbound. Holy shit. You mean tell me I don't have to buy a shitty Wii U to go ahead and play Earthbound? Oh my god, does it look any better? Not really. Oh, and here's the kicker. I can play all the sequels translated that were only exclusive to Japan, the sequels that we'll never see here in North America. I can play all those here. Fuck, I could play Dragon Quest 1 and 2 combo, the 16-bit juiced-up version of it, fan-translate it, for absolutely nothing. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is selection, choice, and change, and well, not change, really. Although I do own most of these games myself. I'm going through the Super Nintendo emulator for the time being. Shit, let's try Russian Beat Ran. Fokusei Toshi. And then we're going to full-screen the emulator here. Pressing Alt Enter. Well, what do you know? It looks perfect. I just had to switch the window over. Now, I know what some people are gonna say. It's never casual. It's illegal. It's piracy. Yeah, fuck you. Anyone who's saying that while they're listening to this, fuck you and unsubscribe to me. I see no reason in paying a company an outrageous amount of money for a shitty port that they could have done years ago, whereas even the actual cartridge costs less. And instead, I'm left with this for free. Like, I'm going to play Russian B2. I own this game legitimately myself. So who cares? But it's much easier to access than through my console, and thereby also saves my cartridges. Although, I'm not going to lie, I will always prefer playing original cartridges at all times. I can choose to have the image stretched in widescreen, or I can choose to keep it the same aspect ratio. Right now, I'm going to keep it the same aspect ratio. And let's see how it plays, if there's any lag or any delay. I'm willing to bet $100 that there isn't any delay. Nope, none whatsoever. From my headphones, I can hear that it sounds good, too. It's just unfortunate that the HDMI cannot travel the sound as well, but that's okay. I have a 5.1 speaker set hooked up to my PC. So that's definitely not going to be a problem. Yep. Works perfectly. No fuck-ups, no flicks, no nothing.
It's not the same as the virtual console. You're getting much better quality.
Yeah, you're getting much better quality of games that you don't fucking want. And that's an eternal argument I will always have. Like I said, I've dumped Nintendo entirely at this point. But besides that point, fuck, I've got 60 games to choose from at this point. And that is just the SNES. So why don't I exit this and let's load up Genesis. Let's see what that has to offer me and how good that looks. I'm willing to bet that it doesn't look like shit. Oh, is it Fusion? There it is, Gens. Oh, did I use Gens or did I use a different emulator? This is where I can play all my Sega CD games as well, because I've hooked up the kernel. Maximize. Oh, doesn't look that bad. Let's see. Let's open ROM. Let's choose one of my favorites here. Oh, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. I might play that one later. I didn't think that game was too bad, by the way. Toe Jam and Earl. Ugh, two crew dudes. Holy shit. Now we're getting really old school. Where's the Mortal Kombat 4? I have that here as well. And I own that one legitimately, too, before you get any fucked up ideas. Alright, there we go. Oh, that looks wicked as well. I just wanted to see if it would work here. Let's see what else here. Beavis and Butthead. Blackthorn 32. Why the hell not? The Blackthorn that was on the for the 32X wasn't all that good. I also just realized I am using the wrong emulator. I haven't used Gens in ages. Fusion was the one that I used. Yeah, that's the one. Maximize. Alright, here we go. Load Sega CD image. Mortal Kombat. Yep. Okay. And it's booting up a CD. That doesn't take this long. I don't know if it takes this long on my Sega CD. I haven't played my copy in a very long time. Oh, wait, never mind. I know why it's not playing. This is an actual backup ISO that I made for my own game. Never mind. I'll explain why it doesn't work. Because when you play them off an emulator, when you play them off of an actual legit copy, it varies a little bit. Unless you have the right BIOS, which I do not have for this right now. Oh, well, 32X it is. Blackthorn. There it is. So let's see here. Blackthorn to play as Paradox. Oh, it's working fine. New game. Now, the graphics for this version of Blackthorn are actually very different than the one for the SNES that I really liked. With the exception of the intro. The intro is actually exactly the same as the Super Nintendo version. And also looks exactly the same, even with the animations and all. The only difference is Blackthorn looks 3D-ified, I guess you could say. Instead of looking like he's animated through sprites, he's actually animated through 3D. So he does look vastly, vastly different. And if you talk to the people, but the thing is, those the images of all the people that you encounter that are, or slaves essentially hanging in the background, they still have the same face animations. And I can still take out my gun and shoot him, except this one has blood in it, unlike my SNES version. This one is violent. Could it be that you're the chosen one? Yeah, I'm the chosen one. Shooting you right in the... Oh, God, it blows him off. It blows his head off. Wow. looks fine to me. Again, I don't see any need in buying a next generation console when I have this now. Oh, sorry. Gotta put this guy out of his misery. And that's the best part, this game doesn't penalize you for shooting people. It is just simply bloodier than the SNES version and a little bit more graphically competent. But otherwise, not really that much of a difference. I mean, the backgrounds and the foregrounds look a little bit better. But again, not by much. Anyway, you get the idea. And this is given that I haven't even tried Steam yet, which is Steam Big Screen. Or what is it? Actually, why don't we go ahead and try that right now? Let's close this emulator out. Let's pull up Steam, and let's pull up Civilization. Of course Steam has to update. Again, my only problem with Steam, just like with the PlayStation 3, too many updates, just way too many updates. Mind you, they load a lot faster, though, than on other versions of Steam. On other consoles, rather. I've been having a ball with this for about 40 minutes now. And I don't understand why I never did this before. I got this huge, long HDMI cable to go from my PC to my television for my birthday last weekend. And with that exact intention of being able to hook up my PC to it. And like I said, it looks great. My GTA 5 wallpaper looks wicked on it too. Alright, hurry up. Yes, install the update now. It was 35 megabytes. How long could it take? God, I hate updates. Another reason why I'm not buying a next generation console. I can only imagine that frequent updates, be them in the background or not, will still hinder your experience in one way or another, because there's no way you can have hinder-free updates. It just doesn't exist. But in conclusion, I recommend that everybody who has a PC with an HDMI video card or video HDMI out card and can possibly hook up some decent speakers or a stereo to their computer, please go ahead and do this. Fuck Nintendo. Fuck Microsoft. Fuck Sony. These people can take their beta consoles that they're going to be selling, that they're selling at launch, in which they'll just gradually actually make it the console that it was intended to be over time. Or you can get yourself a PC, hook it up to your television, play ROMs on it, emulators and Steam, and just be done with it. I did this. I'm very glad I did. I want a next generation console even less than I did before. I didn't even know that was possible. But anyways, until next time, toodles.